ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। अपि अद्य नस् त्वं स्वकृता इहिता प्रभो जिहासति श्रित सुहृदो अनुजीविना येषां न जान्यत् भवतः पदाम्बुजापुरायणं राजसु योजिताम् असाम् अभ्यद्यनस्त्वं स्वकृते हितप्रभो जिहासति श्रित् सुहृदोऽनुजीविना येषां न चान्यद् भवतः पदाम्बुजात् परायणं राजसु योजितां हसाम् अभ्यद्यनस्त्वं स्वकृते हितप्रभो ज्यासि श्रित् सुहृदोऽनुजीविना येषां न चान्यद् भवतः पदाम्बुजात् पुरायणं राजसु योजितां हसाम् अभ्यद्यनस्त्वं स्वकृते हितप्रभो ज्यासि श्रित् सुहृदोऽनुजीविना येषां न चान्यान् भवतः पदाम्बुजात् परायणं राजसु योजितां हसाम् अपि इफ अद्य टुडे नः अस् त्वं यु स्वकृतो सेल्फ एक्सिक्यूटेड ihita all duties prabho oh my lord jihasasi giving up svit possibly suvida intimate friends anujivinaha living at the mercy of yesham of whom na nor cha and anyat anyone else bhavata your padambujat from the lotus feet parayanam dependent rajasu unto the kings yojitam engaged in Osam enmity. Translation. O my Lord, you have executed all duties yourself. Are you leaving us today, though we are completely dependent on your mercy, and have no one else to protect us, now when all kings are at enmity with us?
This conversation was going on between Kunti and Krishna, when Krishna was going home after establishing the Pandavas in their kingdom and finishing the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna is going back home, Dwarka, and was taking leave, farewell from the earth. And that time, Kunti offered this prayer. Ram is asking this directly, that after finishing your duty, is it a fact that you are going away, leaving us alone? This is the devotee's position. Here he said, Jishang nasa anyat bhavata padambuja. We have no other means of protection than your lotus feet. This is our position. Anyat, anyat means anything else. This is full surrender. Just like Narottam Das Thakur sings, Aha Prabhu Nanda Suto Vrishabhanu Suta Juto. Nanda Suta Krishna, and you are present here with the daughter of King Vrishabhan. Both of you are here. Aha Prabhu Nanda Suta Vrishabhanu Suta Juto. We don't want to see Krishna alone. Why everyone is talking? What is the difficulty? Yesterday also I heard. What is the difficulty? But you have no sufficient warm cloth. So you are affected. But you must arrange. You must take care of your health. Yukta ahara viharasya yoga bhavati siddhyate. Bhagavad Gita it is said, yukta ahara. You should take food just to maintain your health nicely. Similarly, other necessities of body must be taken care of. If you become diseased, then how can I execute Krishna consciousness? Just like Brahmananda could not go to it. So, we must be careful. We should not eat more or less. Better eat less than eat more. You will not die by eating less, but you will die eating more. People die for overeating, not for undereating. This should be the principle. Well, the medical science always forbids not to eat more than you require. Voracious eating is the cause of diabetes. And undernourishment is the cause of tuberculosis. This is the medical science. So we should not take under, neither more. In children case, they can commit the mistake of taking more. But adults, they cannot commit this mistake, taking more. Children, they can digest. And all day they are playing. Anyway, we should take care of our health also. Sanatan Goswami, you are suffering from eating very much. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was embracing him. So, the eaters were wet eaters. There are two kinds of eaters, white and dry. Sometimes reaching spot is dry. And sometimes it is wet. After reaching it becomes wet. So Sanatana Goswami body was all covered with wet peaches. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was embracing it. So the wetness, the moisture was sticking to the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He felt it very much. saying that I am suffering from itches and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is embracing. And the wet thing is smearing over the body. How much unfortunate. So he decided that tomorrow I shall commit suicide instead of allowing me to be embraced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So next day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired that you have decided to commit suicide. So do you think this body is yours? So you are silent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, we have already dedicated this body to me, how you can feel it? Similarly, of course, from that day his riches were all pure. But this is the decision that our body, those who are Krishna conscious, those who are working for Krishna, they should not think that the body belongs to him. It is already dedicated to Krishna. So it must be kept very carefully without any neglect, just by you are taking care of the temple, because it is Krishna's place. Similarly, we should not take over care, but some care you should take so that you may not fall disease. Anyway, so Kunti Devi says, Jisa Nasa Annad Bhavata Padam Vya. This is called full dependence. In the Saranagati, in the surrender process, there are six things. The six things is the complete, one of the completely dependent on Krishna. Anukullasa Sankalpa. The first Saranagati is to accept everything favorable for Krishna service. Anukullam. Anukullena Krishnanu Silanam Bhakti Uttama. Devotional first class bhakti means accepting everything which is favorable for devotional service. And Pratikullam Vivarjanam. And reject everything which is unfavorable to the procedure of Krishna consciousness. So we forbid that you don't do this because they are unfavorable. And we say something, you do this, chant Hare Krishna 16 now, that is favorable. Saranagati means to give up the unfavorable things and to accept the favorable. Anukullasa Sankalpa. Pratikullam Vivarjanam. And believe that Krishna will give me protection. Full faith. And to count oneself as one of the servants of Krishna. In this way, Saranagati. So here Kunti says that if you think, my dear Krishna, now you are well established, we have got our kingdom back, so everything is nicely done, so you want to leave us. That is not a very good proposal. Because we are not free as yet, because we have killed so many kings. All their relatives and friends, they are also planning to come and again fight with us. This is our position. Parayanam Rajasu Jujitam Hatam. They are still engaged. So, you don't think that we are already free from all dangerous conditions. We are not. And we have no other protection except your lotus feet. This is our position. So indirectly, he was asking Krishna, do not leave us. Don't think that you are safe now. We are not safe. Without your protection, we are always unsafe. This is the position of the devotee. We are actually in a dangerous position, this material world. At any time, Maya will catch. At any time. As soon as we are little inattentive, and now I have done my duty, now let me take rest, please. No, there is no rest. We must be always alert. There is a verse from Srila Rupa Goswami. What is that? Abhattakalastam. Abhattakalastam. A devotee should be so much careful that he should see whether my time is unnecessarily being spent. Whether I am now engaged in Maya service or Krishna service. That one should be very much allowed. Abhattha palattam namagane sadarishi priti tat vasati sthale. These are the symptoms of advanced devotees. What is that? Namagane sadarishi. He is never tired of chanting or singing or dancing. No tiresome feeling. Namagane sada. Sada means always. Ruchi. Taste. Very nice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. This is the test. When this test to everything this test, it takes time to become just like Rupa Goswami. When you are chanting, you are thinking, I am working only one tongue and 2 ears. What I shall chant? You are thinking, if I could get millions of tongues and trillions of years, then I could realize something by chanting and hearing. This was the... So we should not imitate, but at least we must be very careful to complete the 16 down the minimum. Namagane sadarichi. We have to increase our taste for singing and chanting. Namagane sadar. Priti tat vasati sthale. And we should increase our inclination to live in the place where Krishna is living. Krishna is living everywhere. That is the vision of hard devotees. Actually he is living. But still, because we are in the lower condition, we should know that here is Krishna in the temple. Krishna is everywhere. But for us, because we have no such vision to see Krishna anywhere and everywhere, therefore we should come here in the temple and see Krishna. Here is Krishna. Krishna has kindly appeared here in a manner in which I can see. That is Krishna's mercy. That is temple. We cannot see Krishna has complete spiritual body, but we have no eyes to see what is a spiritual body. Satchidananda Vigraha. We are accustomed to see this material, jara, gross things. We can see stone, we can see metal, we can see wood, we can see all these material elements. But Krishna is everything. Therefore, to be visible to our imperfect eyes, Krishna has appeared in the stone form. But Krishna is not stone. It is not that we are worshipping stone. We are worshipping Krishna. But because we cannot see except stone, therefore Krishna has finally appeared in the form carved from the stone. This is the conclusion. So, priti sat vasati sthale. So, one should be very much inclined to live within the sakala temple environment. Navagane sadarichi, and increase our inclination to chant more and more. Navagane sadarichi, priti sat vasati sthale. And one thing, always thinking dependent on Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Always thinking that without Krishna, my life is useless. I am in danger. Actually, we are in dangerous position without Krishna. So Krishna, Kunti is offering that prayer. That if Krishna, you are thinking that now we are safe, but I don't think we are safe. We are always in danger. So, if you think that we are safe, then who will give us protection? Because we have no other protection except your lotus feet. Jisam nasya anya bhavata padambuja. Padambuja. Pada means feet, ambuja means lotus. So, except your lotus feet, we have no other shelter. We have no other shelter. And so, for our safety is concerned, we are already encircled by so many enemies, because in the fight, one's father has died, so his son is preparing to fight with us, so we are not at all free now. So, apragyanasyam shapite hitam prabho. Now, Krishna is addressed as prabho. Although Krishna has come to Kunti Devi to take the dust of his feet, of her feet, the superior aunt, but Kunti Devi is addressing him the prabho, the Lord. Kunti Devi is not addressing him. He's asking his beloved nephew, but he knows that Krishna, although playing the part of my nephew, my brother's son, still he is Prabhu, he is the Supreme Master. Therefore he is addressing Prabhu. Jihasasi means, are you actually leaving us? Jihasasi, sit. Suhida means those who are well-wisher. Anujivina means they are living under your mercy only. Our life is always under your mercy. So these things, these are the symptoms of really Krishna conscious person. That one should think always in danger without Krishna. This is the first step. By taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, one should always feel safe. Now I am under the protection. Krishna says, Kontiya pratijani ni nami bhakta pranasati. It is fair. If you become a pure devotee of Krishna, there is no question of danger. Panasati. Krishna gives protection to everyone. Without his protection, nobody can live even for a single moment. That's a fact. So, if you think that Krishna is giving protection to everyone, then what is the use of becoming a special devotee? No, there is use. Just like the king gives protection to everyone of the citizens. That is his duty. But he has got special protection for his own wealth. This is the distinction. This is not unnatural. One is directly engaged in Krishna, the governance or the president's service. So when he is in some difficulty, he has got some special protection. Although President Nixon is giving protection as president to every citizen, but those who are personally associated with him, giving him this service, they are special considered. That is not unnatural. That is natural. That is not partiality. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that samoham sarva-bhuteshu, that I am equal to everyone. He is God. How he can be partial to somebody and partial to somebody? No. Samoham. That is samota. That is natural. When a gentleman loves all children, but he has special love for his own children. That is natural. That is not partiality. Nobody will say, oh, well, you are loving your own children more than others. No, that is natural. This is not partiality. Similarly, Krishna loves everyone because everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. But he takes special care of the devotee. Therefore he says, Kon Deva Pratijani hi Nami Bhakta Pranasrati. His bhakta, his devotee, will never be. He is always at alert to see the comfort of the devotees. And the devotees are always busy to see how Krishna is satisfied by blessing him, by supplying him food, by serving him, always engaged. Similarly, Krishna is also always engaged to see how my devotees will be happy. This is process by him. This is intimate relationship with Krishna. The ordinary living entity, they have got relationship. But when one becomes devotee, it is intimate relationship, intimate prayer. Therefore, Kunti is requesting Krishna that how you can leave us? We are your intimate friends. And Anujivino. Anujivino means we are simply living by your care, by your mercy. So don't think that we are safe and you are leaving us. We have no other shelter than your lotus feet. Kindly don't leave us. This is the Kunti's prayer. Similarly, Narsimhadas Thakur says, Aha Prabhu Nanna Sutta Bhishabhanu Sutta Jita Koruna Karaha Eva. Now I am fully surrendered. You can show your mercy. Because without Krishna consciousness, when one thinks that I shall protect myself, my society will protect me, my community will protect me, my state will give me protection, what do I care for God? This is a general tendency. I have got so many protection. Why shall I go to Krishna? These rascals, those who have more protection, they can go to Krishna. That is their view. But that is not the fact. Unless Krishna gives you protection, there is no protection. This is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Balasya neha saranam pitaro nisinga. When Prahlad Maharaj is offering prayer to Krishna, Nisingale, he said, my dear Lord, balasya, for the children, it is not to be thought that because one child has got father and mother, he has got full protection. No, that is not. If Krishna does not give protection to a child, in spite of having thousands of father and mother, he will not be protected. This is the fact. Similarly, he says, Nattasya chavada mudam natamajyatu no. It is not that good physician or good medicine can give one protection. No. Suppose one is suffering from some disease, and one is very rich man, he engages first-class physician, first-class medicine is being Does it mean that his life is guaranteed? No. If Krishna does not give him protection, despite all supply of good medical treatment and medicine, he will die. This is fact. Similarly, if you have got good, nice bow, it is not guaranteed that he will not drown in the ocean. No, at any moment, if Krishna does not give you protection, this is our position. So we may have invented so many counteraction for our protection. That is scientific advancement, struggle for existence. Nature is offering difficulties, and the human beings, so-called scientists, they are trying to invent something to check this difficulty. This is called struggle for existence. But it is not possible. Unless Krishna gives you protection, your invention has no use. So Kunti knows it. Although Kunti happens to be the mother of big warriors, Arjuna, Bhima, still she thinks that they are not sufficient to give us protection. My sons are so big warriors. But that is not protection. Accept yourself. Therefore she says, Jishan Nacha Anya. It is not that anyone can give us protection except your lotus feet. So this is a very nice verse for the surrendered soul seeking the protection of Krishna. And if we remain in that position, that our only protector is Krishna, and our only duty is to serve Krishna, then our life is successful. Thank you.